I Am Not Sidney Poitier, a novel by Percival Everett, narrated by Amir Abdullah. All characters depicted in this novel are completely fictitious, regardless of similarities to any extant parties and regardless of shared names. In fact, one might go as far as to say that any shared name is ample evidence that any fictitious character in this novel is not in any way a depiction of anyone living, dead, or imagined by anyone other than the author. This qualification applies equally to the character whose name is the same as the author's. Chapter 1. I am the ill-starred fruit of a hysterical pregnancy, and surprisingly, odd though I might be, I am not hysterical myself. I'm rather calm, in fact. Some might say, waveless. I am tall and dark and look for the world like Mr. Sidney Poitier, something my poor, disturbed, and now deceased mother could not have known when I was born, when she named me not Sidney Poitier. I was born after 2 years of hysterical gestation, and who knows what happens in a mind when expectant, anticipative for so long. 2 years. At least, this was the story told to me. To make a long and sad story abbreviated, and sad, this is how I have put it together. My mother, famously eager to have a child, and likewise famously odd, offbeat, curious to all who met her, and famously very much without a partner, one day told her neighbors, near and not so near, that she was pregnant. Everyone nodded inappropriate and understandably sympathetic, if not outright patronizingly, though benignant ways. But then, much to their surprise, horror to some, befuddlement to nearly all, my mother's belly began to inflate. Her belly grew quite large from all reports. But after the customary 9 or so months, there was no baby. This full and soon-to-be overfull, too full term, had been preceded by 2 hysterical miscarriages, both matters of public knowledge and joking, and so there was already plenty of room for doubt. And then, after 10, 11, 12 months, there was still only brown belly skin stretched drum-taut over what many believed to be a volleyball, and so everyone understood that my crazy mother, volleyball theory notwithstanding, was suffering, or perhaps perpetrating yet another hysterical, or more likely, or precisely, insane pregnancy. Then, after 24 months, I was in fact born, and not terribly quietly, mind you, as my mother woke many people with this emergency, at first by knocking, then by howling like a coyote, and so my entry was well attended and well documented by a shocked few who told a shocked, though mainly uncaring, many. It was also, as one might suspect, a bit of a hysterical delivery. My mother's wailing caught the attention of a nearby woman who called another neighbor woman, and soon there were 3 of them huddled like conspirators around the spread-eagled legs of my mother, staring at her privates and believing that nothing would be forthcoming. One of them had a notion to summon the doctor from down the street, and so she did. The short, waddling doctor, bleary-eyed and out of sorts, arrived and asked a reasonable enough question. What week are you in? 104. This came from the first woman. The claim was backed by all present, including my mother, though her exact words were, far too many. She then wailed, stand back, girls. 2 years he's been forming, and now he's coming. The doctor thought in his Thunderbird booze haze that all of them were crazy, while the huddle of neighbors believed only my mother was crazy. Then the doctor pulled out his stethoscope and gave the belly a long listen. Standing back, he said, this woman is going to have a baby. Another wail from my mother. I'd say imminently.
Would you like me to boil water?
One of the women asked. If you'd like, the doctor said. Tea would be nice. But my coming was not as imminent as my mother might have liked, as the labor proceeded to last some 40 hours. A 40 hours that saw a parade of curious